got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. Go pop a phone, pop, pop a phone.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
Mm-hmm. And this is our second lesson recording together.
It's like a dream.
It's just humming along really well. And so today we have maybe the best lesson of all time.
Yeah, I feel like we should have done this one first.
Right, you know,
the Open Language gods decided differently. Basically, recently we had a lesson on Girls' Night Out.
Right, so what girls talk about when they gather together, just
right.
Girls. And it wouldn't be fair unless we also have a guys' night.
Guys' out. Night out.
So this one's guys' night out, and we're going to talk about some awesome things for men when they get together.
Right, so stuff that they, you know, talk about, yeah. You know, like topics of conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, guys are pretty simple, right?
Yeah, we are very simple. We're not very deep.
We're not very deep, but before you know turn off your iPhones, mm-hmm. keep listening because
yeah.
we also have a few different ways to order drinks.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
a lot of you guys have been requesting lately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this takes place at a bar, which most guys' nights take place at, and we've got two guys, and they're talking about sports a little bit, and they need to order some drinks.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what happens.
Okay. Hey, Brad, that was a close game. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, we almost won. I think I need a beer to calm down.
First round's on me.
No, no. You got it last time. It's my treat.
Oh, thanks, man.
So, how's work these days? Still going well?
It's slowed down these days, but I can't complain.
I hear ya. At least you can relax a bit more.
Good point. So, what's on tap here? I'm feeling like a pint.
They have a lot. You should try a flight instead.
Okay, sounds good. And they have good bourbon here we can try.
I don't know. I've got to behave myself. Plus, it's a work night.
Yeah, let's take it easy this time.
Just make sure you have some water.
Will do. Let's order those drinks. Oh, and it's Wing Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's get a pound of wings and a basket of fries.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue. So we have two guys, Daniel and Brad.
Pretty manly names.
Yeah, very manly names. Like, you know, Doug, Brad, Daniel.
Steve.
Connor, my name is not so manly, but it's okay.
Right, Adam is... Well, anyway, back to Daniel
yeah,
and Brad.
Yeah. So they just saw a sports game.
Right. We don't know what game, you know, it was.
Yeah.
But we know that it was close.
Yeah. So close is a really good expression. It's, we also say tight game.
Yeah. So, I mean, this means the score was pretty close.
Yeah. Like similar scores.
Like, I mean, a lot of you guys like NBA, like basketball games.
Yeah.
Those scores are usually pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah. Because one side gets a basket, then they go back to the other side.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if, for example, it was the Chicago Bulls 102 and the Miami Heat, you know, 70, that's not a close game.
Not a close game, yeah. Right. So then because of this, Daniel says, I was on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Great expression. Mm-hmm. You know, think about me, for example. I know you guys can't see me, but I'm never on the edge of my seat. I'm always... you know, leaned back, relaxing in my seat.
Yeah.
But you could imagine if you can't relax, you're watching this really close game. Mm-hmm. You're almost falling off your seat.
Yeah, you want to like jump in or jump up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can use this like if you saw a really awesome movie, a really exciting movie.
Yeah.
You were on the edge of your seat. You weren't relaxed. You were sitting forward in your seat.
You're just so into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't actually have to sit on the edge of your seat. Right, so then, Brad is totally agreeing. He says, we almost won. So, like, we?
Yeah, guys always do this, right? Like, your local sports team.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're on the team, you know? Maybe you are a professional athlete.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really matter. It just, you want to feel close to the team.
Yeah,
so you just say, we.
So if it's, like, that city's team.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Brad, then because of that, he needs to calm down.
Calm down. And what better way to calm down than a nice, cold, frosty beer?
Chilled beer.
Chilled beer.
Yeah. Sometimes we even say, I need a cold one.
A cold one.
Yeah.
Okay, so calm down here. recently we've done a few lessons where we have the phrase settle down.
Yeah.
And they're pretty similar, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Calm, like, you know, calm, it means relaxed, like a calm ocean, yeah. Calm water, not moving, not, you know, really tense and nervous.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So for the beers, Daniel says, first round is on me.
Okay, so round here. Yeah. This mm-hmm. this is not, this doesn't mean a circle.
First
circle is on me.
I have a circle on my head, no.
It really just means like the first order mm-hmm. of drinks.
Yes, we use round a lot. Like you can use it in sports, like boxing, round one, round two. Mm. It's like when there are many stages or many levels.
Right, because mm-hmm. usually on, you know, guys' night, mm-hmm. there's not just going to be one beer.
Right, there's going to be many.
There's going to be many beers.
Yes, so, many you know, rounds.
Many rounds.
Yeah.
So the first one is, you know, maybe someone will offer to pay for it,
yep.
and then the next round mm-hmm. will be paid for by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. They take turns like that.
And that's what's kind of cool about these next two lines mm-hmm. is that there's a few different ways to say, like, I am buying,
mm-hmm.
or
yeah.
I want to buy,
yeah.
or it's my turn to buy.
Yeah, because we don't want to say buy.
right, exactly. We'd never say, you know, I'm buying this.
Yeah, so this one right away, on me.
All right, this was on me.
Mm-hmm. That means the bill.
Right.
Yeah, or the payment.
Sure.
I will pay for it.
Right, and it could mm-hmm. be anything. It doesn't mm-hmm. need to be only beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be food. It can be something else you're buying. It's on me means I'll pay for it.
Okay, but Brad kind of doesn't seem to agree, right?
Right.
No, you got it last time.
Yeah.
Okay, so got it here.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't receive anything. It just means he paid.
You paid for it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so you got it last time. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you say, first one's on me. No, you got it last time. Mm-hmm. Then we have one more, you know, kind of phrase meaning I'm buying.
Yeah, treat. It's my treat.
It's my treat.
Yeah, treat like giving it as a favor for free.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. This can be like you could treat somebody to dinner.
Mm.
I treat myself to brownies.
Ooh, brownies.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are really good. On me, got it. If your bill comes out and your friend starts to pay, like, no, I got it.
I'll get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Daniel, okay, sure. Thanks, man. He says. This is really, really common for men. We say, hey, man.
Hey,
thanks, man.
Yeah. Just be careful, guys, because I do hear a lot of people, they know that we say man,
yeah.
but they don't really get the kind of like, casual nature of it.
Yeah.
Because I hear a lot of people saying, hello, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just sounds kind of mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah, there's this sense of like friendship or relationship, a casual to man. So you kind of have to have that friendship a little
right,
bit.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then here we go. They've decided who's going to pay. Then step two. Instead of talking about girls, they talk about
work.
Yeah. Brad asks, so how's work these days? Still going well?
Well, Daniel says, it's slowed down mm-hmm. these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and slowed down, basically just, you know, not busy.
It's getting slower.
Yeah, it's getting slower. Not many customers, not much work to do.
Right.
Lots of free time.
So it's just a good way to kind of describe that, right?
Yeah.
Like, people often think slow mm-hmm. is sort of like an adjective.
Right.
You know, it's slow. Mm-hmm. They talk slowly
mm-hmm, yeah.
As an adverb. Mm-hmm. But here it's the slowed down is a verb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has slowed down. You could also say work is slow these days.
Yep.
But this one using down together with it is this one's in our expansion as well. So you can check that out. So it's slowed down, but you know, Daniel says it's not that bad. He says, I can't complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if somebody asks you, you know, how you're doing or how, you know, work is going, mm-hmm. this is a great sort of answer, right?
Yeah.
I can't complain.
So yeah, this is great. It's not perfect,
mm.
but yeah, it's fine.
You read my mind. Mm-hmm. I was thinking like I know a lot of you guys are really afraid to use the word fine.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of, you know, certain history. Mm-hmm. But this is just a great, even just for the question, how are you?
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah. Even for the weather. Like if it's a little cloudy, but it's not raining, can't complain.
Can't complain.
Yeah. It's not raining. Oh, and then I love this next one. Brad says, I hear ya. So he's not really listening. I mean, he's listening, but it has this other meaning, right?
Yeah, I just, you know, I got it. I understand.
I understand how you feel.
I hear
totally.
You. I hear you.
Yeah. And then he adds, at least you can relax a bit more. So he's giving like a positive thing. Even though it's slow, you can relax. You have some extra free time.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like that's, you know, enough work talk for now. Now they have to get back to the beer.
Yeah, back to the beer. They got to order something. They need that cold one. And so Daniel's, he says, good point, which means basically, oh, that's, you know, what you said is true. Mm. So what's on tap?
On tap here. So now we are talking about draft beer.
Exactly.
Okay, so not in a bottle. Mm-hmm. It's just, it comes in a glass. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of, you call it head on top.
Like the bubbles or the foam at the top. Yeah. So tap you also use in your house where you get your water in the kitchen.
Right.
The water comes from that. This is not water. This is a beer tap.
Right. Well, you hope it's not water. Like maybe if the boss is very cheap, there might be some water in there.
Yeah. Let's hope not. Yeah. And pay attention here. The preposition is on tap. We don't say on the tap.
Right.
Just on tap.
What's on tap?
On tap. So if you want to know that, just ask what's on tap. Or you could also say what's on draft, the draft beers. Yeah. And Daniel is feeling like a pint.
Okay, so let's kind of go out of order here for a second. A pint is a glass of beer, a big glass of beer.
Yeah, 20 ounces.
20 ounces.
It's pretty big.
It's a big glass. Yeah. I mean, I've noticed lately, like some bars will kind of have smaller pint glasses.
Yeah, just a little smaller, yeah.
Which, again, some of these bosses are maybe a little cheap, but generally speaking, a big glass of beer is a pint.
Yeah. So feeling like, this is actually a grammar point. This one's really good if you want to express what you want. What you want. Like, notice here, feeling like then a noun.
Right.
A pint.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm actually getting kind of hungry right now. I'm feeling like, well, actually, I don't know what I feel like for lunch.
I feel like pizza.
Yeah, I feel like pizza.
Yeah.
So notice that we can say, you know, I'm feeling, I feel. Mm-hmm. These are all going to be in our grammar section. Mm-hmm. So if you want a different way to describe what you want, why don't you go check that out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can say, I feel like pizza, or you can say, I feel like eating pizza. Or I feel like I want to eat pizza.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Good. So what does Brad say then?
Well, they've got a lot.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, these sports bars usually have quite a few beers on tap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he recommends a flight.
A flight.
Yeah.
Okay. So he doesn't mean like, let's go to the airport.
To the airport.
Get on an airplane.
They have some beer in the airplane? No.
I guess they would.
They would, yeah. No, this is like, it's not the airplane. You can also say sampler. If you don't know.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you guys, this is, at least for me, it's a pretty new word.
Mm-hmm,
like I would have just called this a sampler. Yeah. What it is just maybe four, maybe five small glasses of different beer.
Yeah. So you can try and taste them.
Right. You have a sample, right? Yeah, have a little taste.
Mm-hmm. And these are really good if it's your first time at a bar and you just want to try some and you don't want to commit to one big one, one big pint. So, like even bars these days have a whiskey flight.
Right, or even wine flights.
Yeah, wine flight.
Like anything, right? Mm-hmm, this especially works for guys and girls who, as Connor said, don't really want to make a decision
or
a commitment.
Yeah, they don't know what they want.
And guys are very good at not knowing what they want.
Yeah. So then Daniel, he says, okay, sounds good. They also have bourbon.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So we just mentioned whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Bourbon is American whiskey.
Yeah. American whiskey made in the South, the Southern states, like Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So, and it's whiskey, but it's made mostly from corn. Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so, a lot of people know the word whiskey. They might not kind of know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Just very, very quickly, there's scotch, which comes from Scotland.
Yeah, the best.
It's made from something called peat.
Peat, yes.
As we mentioned, Americans have bourbon. It's made from corn.
Mm-hmm.
And in good old Canada, we have something called rye.
Rye
whiskey.
My favorite, actually.
It's made from wheat.
Wheat, yes. Yeah. So that's rye whiskey, bourbon, and scotch whiskey. Then, those are the main ones. Brad's feeling a little bit like maybe he doesn't want to drink too much, right?
Maybe it's not a bourbon night.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, I've got to behave myself.
I love this phrase too.
Yeah.
Behave is just act well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, behave means just to act. But specifically when you say I have to behave, it's like, yeah, like you said, well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't be bad.
Like, when usually this is something you would use with your kids.
Yeah, behave.
Or, yeah, hey, yeah. Behave.
Yeah, or, it means behave well. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the other word we could, you guys have probably already guessed, the noun is behavior.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, you know, when I was a kid and my parents would have friends for dinner, mm-hmm. they would always say, you know, you must behave yourself mm-hmm. or you must be on your best behavior.
Oh, yeah. Be on your best behavior.
So I can't, you know, like, you know, I have to put on nice clothes. Yeah. I can't say some of the bad words that I usually say at
yeah.
home.
Yeah. You've got to be kind.
Kind and
yeah.
polite.
Yeah. Yeah. So Brad doesn't want to drink too much because of that.
Right.
He says plus, which is like also. Mm. It's a work night.
It's a work night, mm-hmm. meaning that it doesn't mean he has to work tonight.
Right, right.
It means that he has to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, yeah, which usually is a weeknight.
Yes, mm-hmm, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So for you guys and girls out there who are not working yet, maybe mm-hmm. you are still students, mm-hmm. You don't have to say it's a work night.
Yeah.
You could say it's a school night.
It's a school night, yeah, so I gotta behave myself.
I gotta behave myself, go to class tomorrow, mm-hmm. blah.
Mm-hmm. So then Daniel has this other expression that has a similar kind of meaning for this situation. He says, let's take it easy.
Take it easy, yeah. Right? So again, most people know this to mean relax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And of course, they are relaxing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It just means let's not go crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not do too much.
Right.
Don't do something too much. I say this sometimes when I say goodbye to somebody.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Take it easy.
Take it easy. It's like take care, kind
right.
of.
Right.
Yeah. It can also mean, like, if two people are about to or starting to fight, it can kind of mean, like, calm down, right?
It's true, right? I mean, if those guys decided not to behave themselves
yeah.
And go for order that bourbon,
yeah.
Maybe they would start, you know, one guy, Brad, might start fighting
yeah.
another guy. Daniel would have to say, whoa, take it easy.
Take it easy, man. Take it easy.
Relax.
Yeah, let's behave ourselves. So then they end up ordering those drinks. Oh, and then Daniel, he's a little hungry.
Ah, yes.
So he says, oh, it's Wing Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. So WW, Wing Wednesday.
It just sounds good.
It sounds good, yeah. They can get chicken wings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So not only can they get chicken wings, they're probably cheaper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, maybe half price, mm-hmm. maybe... A lot of times now, it's just like order wings
yeah.
and get a free beer
yeah,
or something yeah. like that.
Mm-hmm. There's also Tuesdays, because Tuesdays starts with T.
Mm.
There's often Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesdays.
Yeah, so yeah. tacos are usually cheaper.
We love this kind of stuff in yeah. English, guys. Like mm-hmm. when you put two T's together mm-hmm. or two, you know, Weird Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, Weird Wednesday or yeah, something like that. It's really fun. Easy
right.
to remember, too.
Easy to remember, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, Brad, what does he suggest?
Well, he's got a couple words here that are very, very useful
yeah.
in the bar.
In the bar, yeah.
A pound of wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is going to be like 10,
yeah.
10 chicken wings-ish.
Yeah, yeah. It's in kilograms, it's about half okay. a kilogram.
Okay, so half a kilogram.
Less, yeah.
In Canada, we are strange because we use kilograms and pounds
right.
at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes... difficult. In any case, it doesn't need to be a pound.
Right.
It just kind of means an order.
An order of wings, yeah.
Mm.
So a pound is probably enough for two people, unless you're really hungry.
Depends. Yeah,
yeah
like
yeah,
we
yeah.
can't see Daniel and Brad. Like, if they're big guys,
yeah, if they're big guys,
then maybe they need couple pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think Brad says, and a basket of fries.
Okay. Fries... usually in a sports bar, they
yeah.
come in a basket.
Yeah, which is not like a big basket.
Right.
It's just small.
Again, probably a pound.
Mm-hmm, yeah, one order or regular serving.
Yes, exactly.
Fries. Yeah. So let's just take a listen to the dialogue again.
Okay.
Hey, Brad, that was a close game. I was on the edge of my seat.
Yeah, we almost won. I think I need a beer to calm down.
First round's on me.
No, no. You got it last time. It's my treat.
Oh, thanks, man.
So, how's work these days? Still going well?
It's slowed down these days, but I can't complain.
I hear ya. At least you can relax a bit more.
Good point. So, what's on tap here? I'm feeling like a pint.
They have a lot. You should try a flight instead.
Okay, sounds good. And they have good bourbon here we can try.
I don't know. I've gotta behave myself. Plus, it's a work night.
Yeah, let's take it easy this time.
Just make sure you have some water.
Will do. Let's order those drinks. Oh, and it's Wing Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's get a pound of wings and a basket of fries. Okay, guys, you have listened to Daniel and Brad's Guy's Night Out. But, Connor, what do you do on a guy's night out?
Yeah, well, these things, as we learned in the lesson today, are really important. And those are always there. You know, sometimes we do talk about relationships. Sometimes.
Yeah, definitely not as much as girls.
Right, not as much. But, you know, if there's some trouble, then maybe we talk about it a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think that the dialogue did a pretty good job of talking about what I would talk about, which is, you know, first of all, you always have to fight over who's paying.
Yeah.
I mean, that just happens more and more.
Then work.
And work, right? I mean, like, guys enjoy working.
Yeah. So let us know what you think. What do you talk about when you go to the bar? And if you want to know what guys talk about in relationships, then let us know and we could do another lesson.
We'll try. We'll try our best.
Yeah. So this was our second recording with Adam and Connor. And let us know what you thought. We look forward to seeing your comments.
Okay, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.